We turn now to a story about war, but this war is waged without weapons, and it's over food. It's taking place in the kitchens and food factories of Pakistan. NPR's Philip Reeves sent this report from the Anakali neighborhood in the city of Lahore.
People call this place Food Street. Walk with me a little way. You'll see why. It's 8 PM. The sidewalk restaurants are filling up. Here, menus are long.
Chicken tikka, mutton tikka, mutton chop, mutton.
Yet waiters know them by heart.
Chicken fried rice, chop fried rice, masala rice, tawa piece, ginger, 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 ginger.
Sajid Hussein is firing up his giant steel pan. He tosses on some butter and starts chopping up a kidney, a liver, some brains, and a testicle. These once belonged to a goat. Hussein is making one of Lahore's favorite dishes. Listen, maybe you'll guess its name. Takatak. In this city, food really matters. Lahore has been a hub of South Asian cuisine for centuries. Running a kitchen here isn't easy. Summers are very hot. There are power cuts every few hours. In some areas, there are wandering animals, open drains and piles of trash. Yet so long as the food on the plate was tasty, few seem to worry about how it got there. Until now. We're in a narrow lane lined with shops. A woman, dressed in pink, steps out of a small, battered car. Her name is Aisha Mumtaz. Mumtaz is operations director of the Punjab Food Authority. It's a government agency tasked with ensuring food in Punjab, Pakistan's most populous province, is unadulterated and safe. Everyone in the street seems to know about Mumtaz. Shopkeepers pull down their shutters. They're frightened she'll visit them. In fact, Mumtaz is here to raid this place, a shabby concrete building where cakes and sweets are made in the backyard.
What is this as well?
Inside, Mumtaz rummages around the giant pots and pans.
And you may see the cleanliness of the utensils.
She picks up a big spoon coated with stale food.
Here again, this is the kind of things. And you can see the condition of the pot as well.
Yes, it's rusty and dirty and grimy.
Mumtaz peers into an open tin can full of what looks like green slime.
Ah, what's that?
That seems to be some insect or a fly. It is really horrible to know that such kind of things are being sold to the market and to be sold to the local consumers, because they are unaware of such kind of a thing that is happening within the premises.
Mumtaz, who's 38, has only been doing her job for 6 months. Her self-declared war on unhygienic food has generated so much publicity that she's already a household name in Pakistan. Mumtaz says many food producers know nothing about hygiene, but are willing to learn. There's also a hardened mafia who are only interested in profit, she says.
We have to come down hard on them. We cannot really allow them to get away with their perverse activities and to play havoc with the lives of the people.
Civil servants in Pakistan are often accused of being lazy and corrupt. Mumtaz is being feted as a rare example of a government official who actually champions the public's rights. She and her inspectors have so far raided more than 13,000 businesses. Pakistanis seem to approve. Her fans call Mumtaz the fearless one. Hundreds of thousands have clicked like on the Punjab Food Authority's Facebook page in appreciation of her work.
I really feel elevated and I feel blessed. It's like thousands of bubbles bursting inside when you feel that people really respect you.
Pakistan's government regulators have a reputation for hounding ordinary folk while giving the elite a free pass. Mumtaz has raided some of Lahore's fanciest five-star establishments.
There was a very famous hotel in the heart of the city, and we went there, and when we inspected the chiller, where they keep the fruits and the vegetables and all the other stuff, the chicken and the meat, we found a big rat inside the chiller.
It's like giving someone complete charge. You are a regulator, you are a judge, and you are the police. It shouldn't happen.
Ahmed Shafiq is General Secretary of the Lahore Restaurant Association. The association includes some of Lahore's most prestigious eateries. Shafiq welcomes the campaign for hygienic food by Mumtaz and her team, but condemns their methods.
They go with the police, with a lot of cameras. They raid on the properties. And you put them on the national broadcasting, national media same time. For what? They're not convicted yet.
At the Backstreet Sweet Factory, Mumtaz's raid has turned into an argument. She's decided to seal the premises until the factory complies with legal standards. A friend of the owner tries to intervene.
You have no right to interfere. Of course, I am fearless. And I think that one has to do one's duty in a very valiant manner. We have to carry out all the inspections in a very fearless manner. I say that I won't run away. I'm here.
The raid's over. A crowd's gathered. As Mumtaz steps out into the street, people hold up their cell phones and take pictures. Ehmad Sheikh, a 23-year-old student, seems starstruck.
This is a blessing in disguise that such a woman is working so amazingly, that people are actually happy, that there is a hope that they will get good quality food in near future.
Aisha Mumtaz climbs into her car and heads off to raid another business. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.